Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Nerd on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I was hoping to learn something this week about the eras of architecture across Eastern Washington, but we don't have an expert that's on hand to be able to answer those things. No blimps either. This is boo, is for sure. But we do have the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a rescue animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, and no, that's not a spam masubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hi there, Tasiege.
Ni hola, Wan Chang Hare, Shalom, huh?
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong. Perhaps even what we get right. You can chime in on our social media. The easiest way to find it is to go to nerdtalkplus.com. Or if you're only on Instagram, which is where we're only on, you can spell it out completely, nerdtalkplus.com. I got a pop-up notification. You were talking to someone today, Siege. I don't know who it was. It just kind of slipped past me, but there was somebody going on about talking about working out at the, listening to us at the gym or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I was got a message from Helen J. She is actually the second person to talk to us about working out at the gym and trying to do her best not to laugh maniacally because somebody else was working out of the gym and sent them into a laughing fit that turned into a fart fest.
Yes. So. Get off the whiteboard. Oh, Brandon's not here. Damn it. Because that fart fest turns into problems real quick unless you're gravy.
Stoichiometry, the fart fest. And another one was Steven, who was also saying, I think we actually mentioned this one, that it was, he doesn't think it's coincidence that the anniversary of the first Goodyear blimp is also June 3rd. Brandon's anniversary, the same day.
There's this funny thing where Brandon's like, I can't make it tonight. And then like I open up social media and it's his wife from not today, but from yesterday posting a picture of him golfing. And I was like, If it's because you're golfing and you're blowing off your family and your friends, like we've got a problem.
I think we created a problem when we invented new golf.
Oh, that only fueled Brandon's love of all things golf.
And so now, you know, hipster Brandon, he's going backwards in time, going back to old golf. It's like, what are you doing, bud? Come on.
He has wooden clubs. It's very strange. He's speaking with a Scottish accent. It's like.
Has very tall, socks. Baggy pants, tall socks. Snickers. Yes, Snickers.
The idea that Brandon is one of the ADHD gang, I think. I don't know if he's officially or not, but like he's definitely one of these people like us that he finds something that he likes and then fully invests in it. And sometimes it's family and sometimes it's cycling and now it's golf. Old golf, not even new golf. So
yeah, for real. I feel like
new golf would be easier if he had more people. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about with new golf, go back to the Super Sleepover episode because we all went to Spokane and we invented a new game while we were there called New Golf. And one of those golf balls was live, and it was terrifying. But anyway.
Oh, as far as I know, wasn't he telling us, while I was there this past week, wasn't he telling us that his son wanted to just fire golf balls at him?
That's amazing, and I hope that that's true, and that's very funny.
His son already adopted new golf.
Well, this is awkward, Siege, because I also have to give a shout-out to Helen, who slipped into my DMs to be like, I heard you talking about Chinese food and the lack of it in Seattle. You got to check out these two places. I immediately forgot one of them, but then the other one, I was driving down 4th, I don't know if it's over by Sean's old work, Fourth Avenue, and there it was, train car Chinese food, And what is it? It's one of the places she recommended. It was a thing. It was like, when everyone is here in Seattle, we have to go to train car Chinese food. And then we didn't. We went to like legitimate Chinese food or whatever. And now I don't regret having gone to the Cow Cow, which was incredible. It was
that place was awesome.
But also, we could have, again, go back to the episode, Slumber Party, to hear us. We all went to a train car to eat breakfast. And that sounds like we were hobos. But it's not
a train adjacent train car.
Yeah, it was a train car adjacent to a train track. And we had special breakfast and it was wonderful. But especially those fried deviled eggs. Anyway,
the reverence.
Yeah, there's the train car Chinese food. And it was FDR, some president's train car for when they used to do that. I got the nod from Gravy. Back from when they used to, you know, tour the country in the back of a train car and then do their stump speeches or whatever from the back there. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about, but as usual.
Did they really do them from the back, or was that just like a whole big pretend thing? They really do them? I see Gravy nodding.
Yeah, like they would stop the train in town. People would come to the train station where the main activity of the town was.
Oh, so they'd just be hanging off the caboose all just shouting at people.
Yeah, I think they would stop and they'd probably have like some decorum and stuff like that. And yeah, but you know, yeah.
Fancy.
So anyway, Helen, she's like, Orient Express is where you got to go. And I was like, awesome, I'm in. And then I drove by and I was like, wait a second, this is what we've been talking about for months and then we didn't go. Oh no. Also,
I completely forgot it until you just said it.
Me too. I'm so mad at myself because it was such an, like, Siege, we had so much time where we didn't do anything, where you just sat around in my house, we just giggled. Like, we could have been giggling at Chinese food, not at, but while we were at the Chinese food restaurant. Yeah.
Well, we did do some stuff that, like, wasn't just giggling. I mean...
Next note on my phone.
The thing that I was talking about?
Well, kind of. This is from a previous episode. Trees while leaving Pride in the Park. Or was it? I love my notes. This is amazing. Some of the things I have in here. We got to go back to that at some point. Editing the chess piece butt plug part next to my child. That was a thing that I've said on here.
Speaking of stuff next to your child, we did a science experiment.
Oh, I'm so glad you remembered that. I totally forgot.
That was amazing.
Okay.
In its stupidity.
All right. Since I was a kid, like the simplest science experiment where you get, we were, okay. My ex invited us to her work, and at her work, every floor has snacks and drinks. Like, you can just get like a bottle of Mexican Coke, espresso, a Monster Energy drink.
And I had
a bottle
of
water. What, they just have, like, you know, what we call them, the golden tickets, the little yellow cheese, Tillamook cheese things. Like, I mean, just everything on every floor you can get that, but on one floor they have the full candy spread, and so we're going through that. Yeah. And Siege sees Mentos and he's like, well, we're getting the fresh maker. Like, absolutely. And so he does that, and then I don't know why we didn't grab it from her work, because they definitely had component number two,
right?
He was like, hey, when we got back, he's like, is there like a shop nearby, like a bodega that we could go to go get I want a Diet Coke. And I was like, really? I don't think I've ever seen you drink a Diet Coke before. And he was like, you're not understanding. And I was like, oh, yeah. He wants a Diet Coke to put Mentos in Diet Coke and then see the incredible reaction, the explosive reaction of when you combine those two things. So we convinced my very grumpy boy that we're going to walk up to the bodega. It's a 5-minute walk with the dog, and he's going to go inside and buy these things. And then we're going to do a very fun thing that we don't explain to him, because we want it to be a big surprise. Okay. So he's excited for it. I was like, it's going to be a mess. And he was like, awesome. I love a mess.
Awesome. I'm in.
There's a park across the street from my house. So we wait till mom gets over here to pick him up. And we're like, hey, can you wait a minute and come over and help us with our science experiment? And she's like, sure. So we get our bottle of Diet Coke. You have video, right, Siege?
Yeah, I have very minimal video.
Please share the video after this episode comes out.
Absolutely will.
And well, we set up the Diet Coke and we get ready, and Harrison is like that kind of like 7-year-old, like tingly with excitement, but also terrified, but also can't stop cackle giggling. Like, he's very happy about this. Like, you want to help out? You put one in there, buddy? And he's like, okay, but no, but okay. So he's like very indecisive, and like, you know, these things also, full disclosure, it kind of freaks me out too. I don't want to be covered in Diet Coke or have something explode and hurt my kid or whatever. Fine. I don't remember the exact sequence, Siege, but Harrison chickened out, I think, and then you and I went over and we loaded this Diet Coke full of of Mentos. How would
just drop the whole canister in there?
How would you describe the reaction that Diet Coke with a handful of Mentos makes? Because
as normally,
well, like what would you describe? No, no, in this case, we did everything exactly right. How would you describe it? It went
about the slowest old man fizzy
pee. Like bad prostate pee, right? Just like,
yeah,
if you shook an old man and his bladder was full of Diet Coke, this is what would happen.
If you found my dad and he was going, oh, this is what is happening.
It was one of the single biggest disappointments of my life.
It was hilarious. I could not stop laughing at how bad of a fail this absolutely was.
Somebody, if you're hearing this and you've experienced it before, please tell us that you've done that. Please. We did it wrong, because, you know, 20 ounce bottle of Diet Coke, drop in six Mentos or whatever, and then at one point I shook it because I was like, do something. Yeah.
You shook it and it shot more out the top of it than the entire sleeve of Mentos. And then we even drank it. And there was like no flavor left to it, which was weird.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that I took
it. It was like the Mentos. Yeah, the Mentos like absorbed all like the carbonation.
Have they ever done that before? Have they ever done mint Diet Coke?
Ooh. No, I don't think so.
Have they done a minty Coke before? Gravy, use a Google on that, because I feel like it's a weird combo, but I feel like if you dialed it in just right, it could actually be kind of good. Like around the holidays, maybe?
That would be kind of good. Yeah. It's a little cherry, little mint.
I don't want cherry. That tastes like cough syrup, but I hear you.
Well, not like that kind of cherry.
No, but all the cherry Coke tastes gross.
Yeah, but we had Code Red, too.
Oh, okay. So that was the other part of this equation. What was totally an underwhelming experience was totally made good by the most nerd talk.
Of course.
Yeah. Siege comes walking out of this place. He bought a Diet Coke, but he also got a Mountain Dew Code Red. Oh, the best. But also, what was the other one? It was like the Baja Blast.
Mountain Dew Tropic Baja Blast, which was Baja Blast flavored, which is normally the quote-unquote lime, but flavored with a hint of orange.
Oh, man.
So good.
I've literally thought about that like 10 times since you've left.
I've looked for it here. I don't drink soda. Like ever.
Only Monster. And there are only Four Loko.
Monster. Yes, Four Loko, Monster Ultra. Those are my two vices. But I've actually looked for it at several gas stations that have stopped here since then. Have not found it.
And all I ever hear is that Florida knows how to party, but
it's true. And now I have to go back to this little tiny bodega in Seattle. Yeah,
on Yesler there. We'll go.
On Yesler, yeah.
I'm going to go back and see if it has. That was the first time I'd ever been there.
Really?
Because
that was a nice little spot. The lady inside was super nice. Yeah. The homeless folks outside were giving your kid high five.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, don't worry. I washed him up with hand sanitizer. Okay,
thank you. I always have that dog with me, and Siege, you can, Gravy's always been able to attest to this, but Siege, you can attest to the fact that my dog, not fit for public.
Nope.
Just
not in any way, shape, or
some
form.
People,
she's a sweetheart.
Absolutely. She's just insane.
Yes.
Some people can, pick up their dog and carry it into whatever establishment, and like sometimes it's kind of gross and weird, but like whatever, you carry
it into a bag, wrap it up like a burrito.
Yeah, you carry your chihuahua into a bodega, who gives a crap, that's whatever, doesn't matter. Like the sushi restaurant
just looks like
weird,
food,
but like, you know, but to go into like whatever, you're gonna get some chips or whatever, you got your, yeah, it's fine. Some people can bring their very docile 800 year old Labrador in with them, no big deal.
Rottweiler.
Yeah, but like Ladybug, she is
no,
she cannot handle not being the center of everyone's hellos.
If Ladybug were to go into any one of those tiny little aisles in a bodega, the place would be trashed. It would look like there was like a rugby match happening inside of the store.
The big fluffy tail hitting everything and her jumping around. Yep. Yeah, just being generally nuts.
She, what's going on?
You guys have fun? Guys?
Is this for us?
You want me to bite you?
Okay.
Yeah. So I can't ever go to the bodegas because I always have the dog or the kid with me, and the kid's not like the kid. I never go for a walk without the dog, and he's still too young and to high five strangers apparently to be able to like wait outside with the dog. Well, the dog will just take off and just drag him to hell. Like he would just be gone, and they would just both be hit by a bus or something. So we can't have that. And so, yeah, I just don't.
What if you tie the dog to the bus?
A la Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah.
You're going to be having so much fun. You'll be whistling Zippity Doodah at your assholes. All right. Well, can't use that. All right. Episode ruined. Anyway.
Bargain.
Yeah. Well, that makes me upset that I did that, but all right. To everyone, for a little behind the scenes, the little BTS of Nerd Talk Plus, we're trying a new system over these couple weeks to see if we can put the show together a little bit easier and have some like social media presence with it. And the program doesn't allow for beeping. I won't say censoring, but for bleeping things out. And the beauty of bleeping things out is like, I don't think it's the end of the world if we have swearing on the show or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's that when we say something so unhinged that it's like, yeah, could Greg lose his job? Like, it might be a joke, but also it's not a joke to advertisers. So beeping something and you don't know what it was that we beeped is kind of like a nice kind of a fail safe in post. So
no dogs were harmed during this episode of Nerd Dog Plus.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Anyway, I'd love to hear anyone's take on Diet Coke with Mentos because I thought it was supposed to happen. From the chat, Gravy says no mint Diet Coke that he can find via the Google. So that's pretty
I think we got a market cornered here. We should try this out.
I should sell my idea to the old Coca-Cola Corporation.
Yeah, they're going to go, oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah.
Yoink.
Yoink.
All right. Well, that's nice. I saw do you guys know who Ernie Els is?
Ernie Els? Is that a golfer?
Yeah, he's a professional golfer. And I saw a comment about how it was a story about how another guy, went out to dinner and he saw another golfer there and he didn't recognize the golfer. And he goes, hey.
Two golfers? Brandon would love this episode.
Where's Brandon when we need him? And the story was that Ernie Els met this other golfer, and that year in the golf money earnings, this other guy had actually done better. He had made more money than Ernie Els. And so, like, hey, Ernie, what do you do? I'm a pro golfer. And he's like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, I'm actually ahead of you on the money list right now. And he's like, whoa, okay, great. And then
I don't care. I've made so much money over my entire life playing a game.
So Ernie Els, a South African man, says, hey, when we leave this tournament, it's like, you know, the Tokyo Open or something like that. You want to fly, of course. Do you want to fly back on my private jet? And he was like, yeah, I want to fly back on your private jet. That sounds awesome. And so they go,
loses luggage.
The tournament is over and they get on the airplane and they're flying back. And, you know, sometime into the flight, Ernie Els just punches the guy in the face or headbutts him or something like that. And he's like, now we fight. And he was like, what? And so they start fighting to the point where the captain came out of the cockpit and was like, you have to stop this. Not again. Like, we can't have this. You're like screwing up the flight because it's like a small jet and too much weight is moving around. And so Ernie Els apparently stops fighting and just stares at the guy the entire flight, the rest of the way to Florida from Japan, just like mad dogs the guy the whole way.
This is amazing.
And then when they land, he goes, hey, good flight. See you out there or whatever. And then gets off and disappears. And that's the end of it or whatever.
Never to be seen again.
And in the comments, I thought this was so great. Somebody wrote, they were drinking brandy and Coke known as karate coffee in South Africa.
Karate coffee.
I was like, I'll take a double.
Yeah, I'm in.
I need a double karate coffee. Stat.
That was like me at the bar when we were there. I was like, can I have a double and a triple in one glass?
He was like, what do you want? You're like,
say, how big? I don't have a glass big enough for that.
You're like, you're missing the point.
Just give me a lot.
And then splash some soda on it, please.
Yeah. Wow, that's Ernie Els.
Oh, yeah, looks like he skipped an evolutionary step or something like that. I don't know if that's fair or not, but he definitely...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, that's totally
fair.
He
definitely looks like his jaw has been busted from smashing his face on stuff doing caveman things. So,
oh man,
look at that, sponsored by Boeing.
Yeah, I was just about to say, he can do whatever he wants on planes. He'll get a new one.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm going to remain without comment on that. That's great. Yeah, well, so that's nice.
Man, golfers are wild, dude.
I wish Brandon was here to comment because he probably could just tell us everything about it now that he's.
I know, for real. Now that he's
so
in.
Into it, that it's. I just can't imagine the discipline you have to go out there and like not crumble every single time you play in a tournament like that. How hard that would be.
Like I've heard some stories about, like who's the shark, Greg Norman?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've heard that dude is like wild. Like that guy's got like. Like he's like jumping out of helicopters shirtless to like fight sharks.
Yeah, that sounds like, awesome.
I mean, but he's also Australian.
I mean,
so like maybe it's, I mean, I'm, so is that the golfer or is that Australian?
Australia
or
is like basically like, one big Texas/Florida, right?
I was gonna say, yeah, Australia is the Florida of the world
of Oceania.
Of Oceania, yes. Like New Zealand's like, whoa, all right, chill. Yeah.
But Melbourne, supposedly lovely. Oh, man. I watched a...
Sydney's awesome, too.
I watched a documentary about, like, the... I saw a thing on Reddit today that was, like, who's the most evil person in the world? And it was, like, this guy who was, like, a terrible, terrible pedophile guy from Australia. And when I saw he was from Melbourne, I was like, no. That's not possible.
No,
that can't be.
No, he has to be for... He has to be from Western.
He's got
to
be from Perth, right? That's like that.
Yeah.
Oscar Piastri's Formula One racer. Oscar Piastri's not from the same city as a pedophile, as they call it.
And not as this creep.
It was crazy. It was 60 Minutes Australia, basically the same show, only the same ticking thing and same like graphics and everything, but just with an.
Except everybody talks like this.
Yeah.
60 Minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Exactly like that. That's exactly.
You know who's a pedophile?
The guy denies being a pedophile. He just made these awful videos because he was an entertainer. Oh.
These are demo reels.
Anyway.
These children want to act.
Don't look that up.
Terrible.
Also,
terrible.
No, we're going to mark that.
Yeah. Mark it, edit, and get rid of
okay,
that.
Okay, great.
Oh, sorry.
We never beep Siege. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's great. Anyway. What else do I have here?
You're gone too far, my son.
So, Karate Coffee, if we're in South Africa, or anywhere, South Florida, I suppose we can do that. Yeah.
I want Karate Coffee. Did he specify what is a brand of brandy?
No, it was someone in the comments. It was just someone was just shooting shots from, you know, getting a lot of likes in it or whatever.
That's the dude he headbutt? This guy looks like. He couldn't hurt a fly. He looks like he could hurt a whole bunch of beers.
Yeah, I was like, that guy looks like he's made of mashed potatoes. Like that is.
Yeah, I was going to say yeah. That guy looks like he. Yeah,
non-solid potatoes in a hot dog skin. Like, there's like...
That's boiled hot dog skin.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, Ernie Els.
What?
I don't know. That guy looks like he had a couple.
Okay. Yeah. More recent photo of the guy is. Oh, look at that! He's much more lumberjack like, now. He's got a beard and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, was this the guy who grew the beard to look tougher? Did we talk about this last time or something like that?
I mean, he probably did, judging by the picture from before and after.
Based on literally everyone I know, you grow a beard because your face gets fat. That's like a standard issue dude, 30 plus.
I heard somebody say it the other day. I think it was a woman on TikTok. I wish I knew what it was. She said the beard is the BBL for men, the Brazilian butt lift for men.
Well, I don't agree with that at all.
What? You don't think a BBL looks nice? It can change the way people look at you?
Hold on.
Look at that. Okay. Look at that young picture of mashed potato hot dog skin face.
Okay. Okay.
And then look at him with the beard. That's like getting a BBL. That's the difference right there.
You ever think about how having a beard is the natural look and forcing it away is the...
It's true.
It's like not standard.
It's true.
I mean, there's a lot of things you could talk about that with, especially like double standards for women and stuff like that, the shaving the legs and armpits and all that stuff, which is like, I mean, I think it's sexy, but also like, hey, you don't want to, whatever. I don't care. That's you do you, lady.
You do you. I eat natural.
What? Yeah, I feel like the Brazilian butt lift, you're getting something done to you, and the beard, you're just hiding.
True. I think that okay, that's like beard implants, maybe.
Yeah, if you get, I think you know the hair implants, the hair restoration, that's the equivalent true. Of the BBL, I think, or there boob job or something like that. I've just said one of Gravy's buzzwords, I think, so we got to watch out.
Ding 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 ding.
He's like boob job. You think about getting one, Craig? No. Thank you. Yeah.
Question of the week. Greg, are you thinking about getting a boob job?
No. I've given myself a boob job with my horrible diet and lack of exercise. So that's happening on its own.
Are we getting a new record this week?
Probably, dude. It is. Why am I so garbage, man? I don't like. Why can't I do anything?
Dude, like it's we do so much. Like, quote unquote, athletic stuff, and we walk all the places every time that we're together. Yeah. What? And you are a trained assassin.
It's true. The other day at work, it was funny. The talent coach, the national talent coach, was in, and I was off, but I happened to have a doctor's appointment in the same building. And so I went upstairs to just say, "Hey, man, sorry, I'm not going to be here for the meeting or whatever, but I'm off this week, or whatever." And he was like, "Oh, great." And he had heard me go on 100.7 The Wolf and talk about my house's flowers getting stolen or whatever. And he was like, "If you had any more front yard thefts since then?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "You know, if it happens again, you could send Steve from KISW, Steve Miggs, and he could wrestle them for you." And I was like, "Hold on. I've got a black belt." And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, I've got a black belt." And he was like, "You have a black belt?" I was like,
"Do you not listen to our speech? We're
going to fight right now."
Thank you, National Talent Coach, for never checking in on me.
That's like, this is the only interaction we've literally ever had, and I'm mad at him for getting my karate status wrong. So that's too bad. Siege, I had...
So it's a good thing you still have a job.
I had something else that... everyone thought I was gone for a week, and everyone thought not everyone. I got multiple messages of people saying that they thought I quit. I was like, what? Why?
What happened last week that all of a sudden you're off? I mean, I was there. I was there on your last day.
Now it all comes together. Never mind.
I get it now. Never mind. Yeah. I get it. Oops.
Dang it. I had something to bring up that I was waiting for an opportunity to jump in, and I have spaced it. So that sucks. What we talked about last week that we needed to come back to? BBL.
So much.
Mashed potatoes and a sausage skin.
Soccer game.
What a great.
Brandon abandoning New Golf.
Abandoning us. Yeah. Okay. Well, I need to take a minute. I'll be right back.
Good show, buddy.
All right, now we're back. Scary stuff from the world of YouTube. I don't know if you guys have ever uploaded much to YouTube, but the 47 views that you've contributed to the greater mass of...
Hey, our one YouTube short on our Nerd Talk Plus channel has like 26,000 views, or maybe 2,600. I don't know, but it's got 26-something views.
Compared to the literally billions of hours of YouTube that's on there... I'm proud of that. So good job, everybody. Unfortunately, Google is using it to train their own AI to generate its own video content, which seems like, I don't know. I have really complicated feelings about this because I was talking to my boss and she was like, yeah, I used ChatGPT to like tell me a yoga flow, 5-minute yoga flow for kids before bed. So that way they could like work out their wiggles and get to sleep. And I'm like, oh, that's really smart.
That's cool. But that's a good idea.
But I hate AI because like she's also a yoga instructor. So I cut her a little slack for that. But
see that's also essentially just, hey, Google, search for this thing and then put it in words.
I think of it sort of like Google 2.0. It's like, it's scouring more places and then making a decision. Now, we Google everything for Minecraft, and we Google everything for Minecraft, and like it comes back with the Gemini results, and like I'd say a third of the time it's wrong.
Yeah,
it just isn't
very much.
It's just combing through a bunch of information, then making decisions on its own because the AI is pretty stupid ultimately.
Oh, it's stupid.
Yeah, it can't do much yet. And like I saw, like there's 150 Futurism reported that there's like 150 big companies that have like are now reversing their stance on getting rid of customer service and replacing it with AI because it's such an awful experience. And it lies because it doesn't know any better because it's just using the information that it has. And a lot of that includes bad information. And so you get bad stuff like that. Well, it should come as literally no surprise to anybody that Google is using their biggest video platform in the world to help train its own machines to do video things. And so a show like this at some point here will be able to have your ChatGPT membership or your Google subscription or whatever, and we'll be able to be like, imagine going through a forest and then there's an Ewok and it has a spear, and like generate that video so as we're talking about it, it can put that bad content up for us and we don't actually have to have any actual content. I think it's kind of terrifying. So they don't give you a way to opt out of it, which is kind of scary. Now,
I don't like that.
If you're famous enough and you're like Hank Green, the science communicator, like you can't just rip that guy off. Google can't do that because he's I don't know what the right language is, but he's like a limited public figure or something like that. And so they can't have his likeness or whatever. But I bet you even to a degree, they can't steal my stuff either because Odyssey.
I was
going to
say,
it.
Does that count for us?
So, like, Gravy has one big post on YouTube with a gazillion views from a thing where we went to Griot's and like, they fired up an old McLaren F2 car or F1 car or whatever, and that got, like, a bunch of views on it. Yeah, they could absolutely take that from him because there's no stake or whatever. But even if they only took 1% of all of the video that they got ever and analyzed that, it still makes them the biggest AI training ground of any other technology, company. Google is so massive and has so much data coming into it voluntarily that they can, that they can easily make the most advanced video learning model, which is crazy to me. That's so cool. You can read more at techspot.com. I struggle with this because I know people who are like becoming almost like romantically attached to ChatGPT and to AI. Where everything they do, they run it through a AI before they do anything. And it's like, you're asking, like, it might be able to give you an unemotional response, but it's also coming through Reddit comments to get its data. And so, like, trusting your gut still more valuable than asking ChatGPT on how to communicate, I think.
One of my comedian friends, she actually talks to ChatGPT as her like therapist.
Yeah, I have a friend that does that too.
It's insane to me because some of the stuff that she gets back. Yeah, of course everybody loves to use like drop like little therapy speak.
Yeah,
into my attachment everyday style. Language. Yeah, all that stuff. And the stuff that she gets back, and she'll just like send me photos. She'll send me like screenshots of the answers. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it started out as a bit, but now it's to the point where she's just following it. And I feel like it's just at this point, it's some like random, like 17-year-old girl's Tumblr that just keeps getting repeated over and over onto her screen. It's a joke.
And then it learns some things. It knows what all your, you know, what your search history is, so it knows how to talk about the things that you're interested in.
Yeah, and then it finds the stuff that you like, too, the stuff that you respond to, and it keeps feeding you that.
But without...
So it's like, it's not even the right answers.
But without, like, a clinical database. Like, you don't know that it's all from the, you know, from...
It's all from skibbidytoiletyoutube.com or whatever.
It's not from Marquette, you know, medical school.
Exactly.
It's from that and 55,000 other TikTok pages or whatever, or again, Reddit comments or whatever. And so I don't know, whenever you have a big language model like this or a video model that's like learning from us, I do see an opportunity there where Like, okay, so again, having friends that, like, rely on this and it becomes a thing, ugh, sucks. Our Instagram, us, like, telling it to do weirder and weirder stuff is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That's just fun because we're idiots.
Yeah, and, like being like, what does this podcast driving a truck in space look like? That's funny.
Yeah.
I'd still rather somebody who listens, like our buddy Marty, who's done some designs for us before. I'd still rather him.
Shout out to Marty.
Yeah, I'd still rather have him draw it and get no credit for it and no attention, except for a shout out once in a while, than have the machine do it or whatever. But my point is that, like, if we can help, I don't know, mischievously fill the AI with bad examples, mm-hmm. I think that's funny. So,
yeah, I like that too. See, the thing that worries me is, like, when people start using it for serious things.
Like declaring war?
Yeah, like declaring war, like lawsuits, like trying to be your lawyer. You had a good point on one of the nerd talks. You had a good point on one of the nerd talks that you were talking about where what happens if, wait, was this a nerd talk or was this one of your reels or something like that? Where, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. You had a good point. That's all that matters.
What was it?
You were talking about what happens if you get arrested for something and you don't get appointed a lawyer. You get appointed like a ChatGPT self-defense thing. But ChatGPT is owned or sponsored by a certain company. Influenced by. Yes, exactly.
What if the U.S. government is like, well, but we got a big, what if the current administration got a big donation from big prison and suddenly your AI appointed lawyer is now in, well, maybe we'll flub that a little bit. You're just at the mercy of that type of stuff, as opposed to having a human idiot.
There needs to be some critical thinking in there. And I'd rather have an idiot human kind of critically comb over it than just rely on the machines who can't tell the sarcasm font from anything else, you know?
Yeah, it's wild, man. So if you're uploading to Google or to YouTube, Google's got your got the potential to be using your stuff. The thing is that people always come back with, and that I've always struggled with this a little bit. It's like the, well, just don't upload then. And it's like the being Catholic and being like, what's it called? Abstinence. It's like, well, if you don't have sex, then you don't have to worry about not using birth control. And it's like, yeah, but that's not practical. As a person with a wiener and that has seen boobs,
you have to use it.
It's like, you have to be a responsible adult and keep yourself in check. And you can't just be a predator of people, but like you want to use the wiener all the time. Right. And so, to just say, don't do it, don't engage with Google or don't engage with YouTube, it's just going to happen somewhere else then because that's the culture. And so I don't know. There's like a.
I love the direct line that Greg has now said Google is his wiener.
Yeah, I do love that. You're right.
You have to be responsible with it.
I remember
but what everybody can get engaged with it.
Remember how I said I couldn't remember what I was going to talk about? Maybe that was off air or something. I don't know. But
no, I remember that.
I remember what it is now.
Oh yeah, what is it?
I've got a theory.
You got a theory?
Well, I've got a thing. It's Republican Greg is back.
Oh! I wish I had sound for that. Oh, well, maybe dun, do dun, this dun 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 dun. Wait!
Okay, I had this thought and. Usually most of my problems with society come from one of two things. The government spinning us all into chaos so they can steal our money. That's the main one. Or people not taking turns, respecting each other. Decorum, I think, is the word. Just the fact that we've, because of social media, had a complete breakdown of decorum.
Okay, I can see that. I'm sorry to interrupt. That explains so many of the takes that you've had. So yes, decorum. Yes, there you go.
And like, I love a little bit of chaos, but when we're all lining up to pick our kids up from school or something like that, like you don't just get to drive around everybody and go park in the handicapped spot without getting out and throw the door open and let your kid hop in. Like we've all waited here. I hope you die. Like there's no other way around it. And so, it dawned on me that the social contract.
Greg, you said the social contract.
And like most people haven't signed that social contract because I don't got to, because TikTok said, or whatever it is, ChatGPT told me. But I think I figured out a symbolic kind of area that reflects the status that we're in. And I notice it all the time when I'm driving, that people, I'm not going to wait in this line. I'm going to sneak into the HOV lane and then go in front of everybody and then jump back in when I get to the very end or whatever, even though I only have one person. That's a double line. I don't care. I'm just going to go across that while the rest of us are like following the rules. And like there's like, this is like a spectrum, of course, because if you're driving and there's a merging, two lanes merging, my father-in-law gets over immediately and then is mad at everybody that goes to the front to zipper, which is what you're supposed to do, because then the most cars get, like, you don't create a backup from everyone moving over right away. You get more people through at a constant speed when you get to the friction point there. And so, like, I'm like, no, be a dick and zipper merge, because you're not being a dick. You're doing the right thing, even though it doesn't feel right, because I got over early because I was too nervous to wait until the end. Okay. So, like, did I tell the story about me wanting to fight a guy the other day on this pod? Did I tell that story?
Well, I mean, okay. How often do we hear a story about Greg wanting to fight a guy?
Siege knows this story already because I made my child help me tell it to him or whatever. But
oh, yes.
I went to go pick up Siege the other day, and we were on the east side, and we were coming from Bellevue to Seattle. Siege was staying downtown visiting us, and so my boy and I are driving on I-90. We're in the HOV lane. No, on 520. We're in the HOV lane, and right there at the university, that lane goes away, and so I use the lane, which I'm entitled to because it's the HOV lane, and we have multiple people, and we get to the end, and we go to merge, and the guy speeds up and blocks us, and so then he, like, slows down because he thinks he's blocked us, so I speed up again, of course, because I can't allow for this to happen because the social contract. Like, I'm following the rules.
You are defending the social contract.
I'm following the rules, and, like, if we're all going to share the space, then share. It's like they teach 7-year-olds how to do this better than these people. And so what do you mean by these people? Old people is what I mean.
Old people.
So the guy, like, won't let me in. He gets in front of me or whatever, and now I'm just behind him for 11 miles. Like bad thinking, guy, because, like, you have an assassin behind you, as Siege says.
Yes.
I got the window down, middle finger extended, me just beeping my horn, not honking, but just beep. So he'll look in the mirror, I'm like, yeah, you! Beep, beep, beep for like a good mile. Me just like, I'm losing my mind. My child's in the back laughing as I'm like swearing, and like it's amazing. To be fair, I was like pretty cool. Like I wasn't like rage swearing, but I was like, yeah, you're a suck a yeah, okay.
He was laughing so hard when you were telling the story too.
He loves this type of stuff where I like can't keep it together anymore. He thinks this is amazing. Funny. My weakness.
I can't
is
wait
his
till
joy.
He gets his license.
So like we get off 520 onto 5 and we're driving down I-5 and they like get away from me finally. And I'm like, no. I pull up next to
tractor beam engaged.
I pull up next to him, window down, and I like beep a couple times, and then they finally, my car luckily does the thing where it keeps the distance for me. So like I can kind of like half ass it or whatever. So I roll down the window. And I'm like, hey, like that.
Do you do the motion of doing this?
No. I'm too busy flipping the guy off. The guy, probably 70 years old. Yeah, all different demonstrations. The guy probably like 60, 70 years old or something like that. He flips me back off, and his wife is going like, peace or whatever. And I'm like, no peace.
No peace.
You're a piece of garbage. Although garbage is not what I said. My kid dying laughing or whatever. So they get away from me or whatever, and like I'm like, okay, let it go. The kid is like going to pee himself because we're having too much fun or whatever. Great. We go to get off the exit. It's right by my work. They get off at the same exit, and I'm behind them again. And it's like immediately the fire is restoked in me, and my child sees that it's them, and he like starts cackling. He's so happy. And so I pull up next to these people, and I roll down the window, and I'm like, they've got like scrapes on the side of their car. And I'm like, you see,
oh, I wonder what's that.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I see that you guys are terrible drivers all the time. I can see that you like have these cars effed up and all this stuff. And the lady rolls down the window and she was like, what is it? And I was like, it's that you're cheating. And that my 7-year-old in the back knows how to share better than you do, that you guys are that effed in the head that you think this is all okay or whatever. And she goes, hey, I'm sorry. No, she actually said, "We're sorry." And I was like, "He's not sorry." And she's like, "Please accept our apology. Please." Because she's now worried that this, like, person who's 30 years younger than her that is not going to put up with it is going to actually hurt somebody. Which, like, yeah. To be fair, I get it. As soon as she apologized, and I knew she meant it, I saw she was wearing a Mariners hat. I was like, "You guys going to the Mariners game?" And she was like, "Yeah, we're just running late for the Mariners game." And I was like, "Oh, have fun. I hope they win." And she was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." The guy is like, that guy is going to hear about this from his wife. Like, "You almost got us killed. That guy was a maniac. He was going to kill us." Like, that the whole time at the ballpark, you know that she was like, "You're such an idiot. You're such an idiot to this guy."
Is he ever going to do that again?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no. He's going to do that again. He's going to take out his impotent rage that his wife sussed out. He's going to take it out on someone else. And someone's actually going to hit him. And it's going to be terrible for him. And she's going to be like, "I told you, Earl, that this would happen."
She will never let him live it down for the rest of his life. And that's all I care about.
So as a pretty liberal guy who just wants a code of conduct to be followed, who just wants people to, like, not cheat at the roundabout, who just wants everyone to, like, share and take their turn, who wants, like, this equality that we all, like, I just want equity for everybody.
Just be nice.
Yeah, just be nice and take your turn, man. Like, because otherwise, someone is going to punch you in the face if you don't.
Yeah.
Someone's going to Ernie Els you right in the face.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pace.
Karate Coffee.
Yeah, dude, he's lucky that I wasn't on Karate Coffee, because it's like, so to wrap it all up, I propose that, Siege, this won't apply to you because Florida, who knows, but.
Well, we do what we want.
I think that you make the driving test super expensive and super difficult, like really difficult. A nation obsessed with cars, don't get me wrong. I get how this is a problem. And not everyone has access. You make programs available for people who don't have the money that are going to take it seriously to be able to get it done. But, like, if you want to have a car, not only do you have to, like, pass a difficult test, but you also have to retake it, like, every periodic time or whatever. Maybe the update isn't as challenging, but you need to be reminded that, like, yo, this is like
Greg is out there.
Yeah, yeah, and he's gonna headbutt you if you're not.
You need to go through an obstacle course full of gergs.
Yeah, Gravy points out in the chat that in Germany it's like €2,000 to, like, get your driver's license, which is incredible, because then it's only if you really want it are you gonna do that. They also have this thing called public transportation that works. That's great, and they have trains and all that stuff. But, like,
it's amazing.
But instead of, like, in New Mexico, to get your driver's license, you had to not get an F. So you could get a 61 on your driving test and still get your license. And, like,
what?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was like that, you know, this is 30 years ago, but it was like they were just handing them out. And
dude,
I feel like
even in Florida back then, that's insane.
I feel like there's, like, some sort of weird correlation between we're getting crappier as people as we become worse drivers. And so if we could just, like, set that as the example, the American driving system, I mean, we never will, but, like, if we could just enforce the idea that, like, driving is, like, something you have to take seriously, treat responsibly, and, like, really commit to in order to get it. Otherwise, you're taking the KC Metro and it's going to take 2.5 hours to get 6 miles.
Ugh.
Like, punish people for not understanding that we got to get along. Oh, did you just cheat around that, you know, that roundabout right there, and the cop busted you? Not that that happens in Seattle. But, like, did that cop hit you? 1 year suspension. You know, and, like, if you don't have one, maybe there's, like, a thing or whatever. Like, there's, like, you know, there's, like, I don't know how to say it. There's, like, you know, there's guidelines. There's, like, you got to have, like, margins for people to be able to, like, make mistakes and stuff like that. I'm not saying we'd be insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like,
The point system, almost.
If Max Verstappen can lose his super license if he gets in one more wreck, then, like, I feel like people acting badly. Like the people that have the street meetups where all the cars are doing the donuts and stuff in the middle of intersections and stuff like that. Like, all it would take to really screw that up, in my opinion, is to like bring in 20 police cars and just park them behind all the cars that are there and be like, all right, all your cars are ours now. And like people would leave or whatever, but they're not going to be able to leave through police cars. And the cops obviously have military weapons and stuff like that. So like these things are like the ability to just like step up and stop some of these things. I think it all revolves around the ability to better educate people as drivers and make the demands higher and the privilege higher for that. And that's my 2 cents.
This has been Greg's 2 cents on Nerd Talk Plus.
So I wish Brandon was here right now because this is so important. What is the world's most expensive cheese made from? And obviously, you know, it's milk, okay?
You know what I was getting? Orca. It's made from orca butter. Orca milk. You know what Brandon would say in a case like this?
Huh. Blimp.
Boing. Just ride a blimp everywhere, baby.
I would
you don't
if I
have
could.
To merge in a blimp.
Could you imagine if I could? You saw how far I live from the station. If I could just blimp my way to work every morning,
dude, that would be amazing.
Just park my dirigible up top and then go ahead.
Just literally, just like hook it on, just right at the rooftop. You're not in the parking garage; you're in the parking
room. You know, thinking about this real quick, everyone has these lists, like. You know, if Gravy wins the lottery, the seventh thing on his list is an AI-powered Johnny Five robot model that can talk back to the internet. You know what I mean? We all have these things. Imagine if you had dirigible money.
Oh.
No one ever says, I'm going to get a Ferrari, a private jet, and a blimp.
And a blimp. Oh my God, that'd be amazing if you could have a blimp parked in your backyard.
I'm gonna have a sushi chef and a blimp for us to fly.
Just got like a nice pool, a yard, and in that yard is a giant blimp.
He's got like a big, like I don't know, fence post. Blimp is tied to.
Yeah, just a fence. Yes, like the old west, a horse post with just a rope. Just. Thrown over it to make the horse feel like it's stuck there.
See, you're like, hey, I'm trying to get up to Seattle for the Club World Cup and just looking at plane tickets. So don't worry about it, buddy. We'll send the blimp. Yeah,
we'll send the blimp. Send it now.
41 days later, it gets there. Actually, getting there is not the problem. It's getting back here against the wind. That's
I'll just go the rest of the way around the planet. Just keep navigating. Following the way. Yeah.
Okay, so what type of animal produces the world's most expensive cheese? Which animal's milk produces the most expensive cheese?
Oh,
Gravy, you have a say on this? You got any thoughts?
I used a Google while you were talking, and
okay, so never mind. Disgusted.
Outside disgusted. Of a human,
that's what I said. I was like, it's got to be a human.
But, nah, there's so much human milk out there.
But yeah,
you can get that for cheap on the internet.
On the dark web.
On the dark web.
Not that cheap.
Not that cheap, he says.
Not that cheap.
Yeah, that wow, one check. Gravy. Remember how much you donated?
Gravy, you got a guy? Oh, yeah, Alyssa Ogletree. I'm just going to have to hit her up.
The fact that you know her name. That was a
That's right. Alyssa Ogletree of something Texas.
Wow,
he had it right there too, which is why.
Yeah, I mean, that is a front part of the brain memory that he has right there.
That's etched into my memory forever.
I asked this question and someone was like, "Milk," and I was like, "Yeah, obviously milk." I like, what's the world's most expensive cheese made from? It's not made from sawdust. It's made from but what animal? I was
camel.
Like, what's that?
Camel.
Oh, that's a great guess, dude. I made the joke on the radio today. I was like, at Nerd Talk Plus, my podcast, we definitely would be like, if whale have milk, why not cheese? Isn't it because it's
can
too
you
oily?
Milk it?
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it was because it was too oily that it comes out that if you were to milk it and then create cheese from it, it would come out as the consistency of butter. That's it.
I'm not mad about that. I'd have.
I'm not either. I would. You kidding me? I would love a nice piece of toast spread with some orca butter.
Oh man, I would try it with a bunch of different things in there, like a little garlic salt, and then the next piece would have some truffle.
Yeah,
like some. Yeah. Let's get some like whales, those... guys. That sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, first of all, the cost of this cheese, it varies. Back in 2016, the first time the world fell apart, $1,600, which today in today's money is like $2,300, which I think is a bigger problem that like the inflation has been that bad or whatever. You could get that. It was per pound, I believe. It's not a dog. It's not a whale. It's not a human teat. It's, in fact, a Serbian. Is that what it was? Serbian goat.
It's, oh.
No. Did I say that right? Donkey. A Serbian donkey.
Different animal.
Now, if the problem is that these Bulgarian, maybe? Serbia? I don't know. It's all the same stuff, kind of, to me.
Like, it's Serbian. It's 60% Balkan donkey milk and 40% goat's milk.
That's what I was thinking. Balkan, not Bulgarian. I'm sorry, Bulgaria.
Balkan donkey?
Serbian. They, like, when a cow produces, like, 20 to 30 gallons or whatever of milk a day, a goat produces something like 2 liters. Imagine that Mountain Dew bottle from the 80s filled with, not goat, again, I said it wrong, donkey milk. And then mixed with goat to make into a cheese. It's called poulet, P-U-L-E, and you can get it from anywhere from $600 to $1,600 per pound is the idea.
Wow. What's the difference between the $600 and the $1,600? Is it the percentage of goat mixed in?
I think it's the how creepy is your farmer. That's what it comes down to. It's so little production.
How was the donkey milked? Was it by hand or machine?
There's so little production of it that they don't have automation, and so it is hand-milked. And donkey is apparently difficult to get the cream from, I suppose. That's not how you say that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, ask me a question.
Have you ever hand-milked a donkey?
Well, some would say I paid $100 this morning. All right, that's enough. That's enough talking for today. Let's wrap this thing up. It's time that we take all the nonsense that we said and put it into a pretty package. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a very heady show. Here to tell us what we learned this week, Sean Gravy, not Gervin.
Since we were talking about new golf, Brandon is going to buy Ernie Els's jet so he can actually show up for one of our tapings one day.
Ooh.
Maybe he could.
No, get him Ernie Els's blimp.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Brandon's going to take a plane or not.
He's not taking a plane.
Let's get Ernie Els a blimp, you know?
Can we get Ernie Els on the show just to talk about karate coffee?
I bet you he drops the N-word way too much for this.
I mean, if only we had a censor button or a bleep button.
Damn it, Riverside!
Earlier, Greg was talking about his karate, and we were talking about the coffee.
Yeah.
And, there is a variation of karate coffee out there, so we can nerd it up for Nerd Talk, called the Tauntaun.
Ooh!
Ooh.
Yeah, the ice beast from the planet Hoth?
That's correct. It is a sherry with cold brew coffee, some tonic, coffee liqueur, and some soda water all mixed in there. Greg.
I'm 100% in.
That's your new drink.
Yeah,
you're in.
Karate coffee.
You should have one of these every
karate
morning.
Karate coffee Tauntaun.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But,
that's how you start your day.
It is Pride Month, and there was a very different kind of pride today than what we're celebrating this month, and it was how proud Siege is that there was a full-on Floridian road rage incident that went along the highways and byways of Seattle involving both elderly people and children.
That's very... Hang out with Siege for 2 days, and this is what happens.
And Space Baby loves every moment of it.
Absolutely. Shout-outs to Siege. My ex was like, man, I really like Siege. She doesn't say anything nice about anyone. And she was like, without being asked, she was just like, hey, I really like Siege. And I was like, yeah, I know. I get it. That's what everyone says. Is he also the funniest? After this episode, yes. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.